You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A United Nations Security Council resolution to halt the violence in Syria through a ceasefire was led by New Zealand. However, Russia, with the support of China, used their vetoing power to block the resolution. Green Party spokesperson for global affairs Kennedy Graham spoke to BFM reporter Ollie Clifton, and he started by asking what was going on in Aleppo.
In the sense that there's hell going on with Aleppo being bombed into smithereens. And there's a number of attempts, the most recent one in the last few days, by New Zealand and other countries to get a resolution through, and it's just been vetoed again by Russia and China.
Because New Zealand makes up, we're part of the Security Council this year, that's correct?
Yeah, we've got this is our final month out of 3 years.
Yeah, right. And so did we have a big part in bringing about this ceasefire motion?
Yes. I think it's fair to say New Zealand was the primary drafter and pusher on it with, I think, Egypt and Spain. But I think New Zealand took the lead.
And so you think it's important for New Zealand, obviously, to champion that kind of thing? And, it's kind of frustrating, right? With the veto situation, any country can just veto the vote. That's correct, isn't it?
Only the permanent five. Any one of Russia, China, United States, UK, and France.
Right. Basically, where do we go from here in terms of solving? Like after it's vetoed, is that the end of it?
Well, it's the end of the immediate short term effort by New Zealand to get a ceasefire for humanitarian reasons. It doesn't mean the effort to get a ceasefire, B, bring in humanitarian supplies, and C, continue the peace negotiations finish. That's underlying, and it continues. The Russia's position is that the Security Council resolution in the form New Zealand and others produced it would simply make matters worse because it cuts across U.S., Russia, discussions and dialogue for peace negotiations, and gives what Russia regards as the rebels against the legitimate government in Damascus a chance to regroup. So that's Russia's position. So they're vetoing it. Bear in mind, China vetoed it as well and criticized the British trenchantly for the British ambassador said that Russia and China was simply trying to shield a despotic, illegal regime. China took exception to that and said it's not for the British to cut across the sovereignty of Syria. So it's not the first time you've got the major powers of the world arguing over a crisis spot and the issues of national sovereignty.
Mm. So do you know outside of the Security Council stuff, what kind of steps can be taken to bring about a ceasefire in a situation like is there another route or another possibility?
Well, there's what's called track two diplomacy, which is while the major powers are there, you could argue there are three tracks. One is the high profile power play that goes on in the Security Council. Then there's the bilateral or multilateral negotiations, whether it's Syria or Iraq and or Iran nuclear deal or anywhere else. Bilateral or multilateral negotiations that are largely off the record, and again, the major powers are involved. And then you have two-track diplomacy, which is often taken informally by civil society or professional negotiators that aren't necessarily representing governments to see whether there's some kind of informal, novel way of bringing the warring parties together that doesn't impinge on the national sovereignty and the strategic power play. So, and more often than not, you actually don't know whether and when that last option is occurring until there's some kind of success. So we wouldn't know that fighting will continue so long as you've got this hideous complication between rebel forces trying to unseat the Syrian government on the one hand, and ISIL as a radical global Islamic movement trying to take on the West and anybody else in the name of an Islamic caliphate. So it's unusually complicated and sensitive, the Syrian situation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.